There's a saying, if you can't win the game, change the rules. That's exactly what University of California, Berkeley, and its powerful Democratic allies in Sacramento are doing with new legislation that would change a long-standing California environmental protection law so they can push through a massive housing development on a historic landmark, People's Park. AB 1307 would amend at least two provisions in the California Environmental Quality Act that are the basis for successful litigation to block that development so far. It's still playing out in the courts.
It's a carve-out in the law, a very vicious example of, you know, partisan politics.
Joe Listener with the People's Park Council, a supporter of the lawsuit against UC Berkeley, says those carve-outs include repealing what's known as the People as Pollution provision in CEQA. An assembly analysis of AB 1307 says noise impacts from residential projects like loud student parties will be stripped from the CEQA review. The amendments are being sold to the public as a solution to unreasonable limitations posed from CEQA for housing developments. Press releases from the city of Berkeley hail the change, arguing CEQA is meant to protect communities from pollution, not loud student parties. The bill's author, East Bay Assembly member Buffy Wicks, spoke on the floor in the assembly in support of it ahead of the last vote before sending it to the governor's desk.
This bill has been done in response to the court case at UC Berkeley. Folks are trying to fight student housing there and have created an argument, essentially people are pollution. I strongly object.
It passed unanimously. But Listener says another provision no one is talking up will have long-ranging ramifications.
July 26, another amendment was added that included any higher institute of higher education can now excuse themselves from considering alternative sites in a CEQA EIR. And that's the really terrible part of 1307 for us. There are only like 120 institutes of higher education, you know, counting UCs and CSUs and CSCs. But all of these towns now stand the chance of somebody coming in and saying, we need this, we need that.
The legal challenge to UC Berkeley's housing project at People's Park argues the UC failed to adequately assess alternative locations, and a new lower court ruled in their favor, stripping that CEQA provision that projects must analyze alternative locations would kill their lawsuit, says Listener.
The university will go to the Supreme Court and ask them to moot the case because there's no longer a point of law to be cited by the Supreme Court.
The suit argues other locations are more suited for a housing development, not a green park in an era of climate change. Supporters of People's Park say the decrepit 60-year-old parking structure at Channing Way, a 1.7-acre university property just one block west of People's Park, would be the perfect location for housing, since it must be taken down for seismic reasons. Their arguments are winning in court. So now lawmakers are chipping away at CEQA to ram the project through. They say it would provide much-needed housing as a state grapples with a homeless and housing crisis. Again, Assemblymember Wicks.
10% of students at UC Berkeley, one of the finest institutions in the world, have experienced homelessness while at Cal, 10%. If we pass this bill, get it off to the governor's desk, has an urgency clause. It will allow for the construction of 1,400 units on this spot. So let's do that. Let's get behind our students, pass this bill, respectfully ask for an aye vote.
A statement from Berkeley's mayor's office says more than half of People's Park will remain, including a grove of trees. And the housing project would be affordable, in part. 148 below-market apartments with a separate building for the homeless, 125 beds. That's a small fraction of the 1,111 students the development is expected to house. The housing crisis is a rallying cry in California, and Democrats are now setting a new precedent in dealing with it, chipping away at CEQA, the state's bedrock, preeminent environmental protection policy, to build more housing. And it's just the beginning. Another bill is making its way to the governor's desk, AB 1633. It just passed the Assembly Appropriations Committee and would make it easier for developers to bypass CEQA altogether. even for high-end luxury condo developments that are at the heart of the state's housing crisis, that have led to gentrification of entire communities, have driven up surrounding rents, and displaced people. As for AB 1307, Governor Gavin Newsom is likely to sign the bill. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.